Will you stand firm in your faith as our culture implodes? Letter to the American Church, the latest bestseller from Eric Metaxas, begs the church to defend the voiceless and to speak against the powers of our day that silence the cry for freedom. Metaxas inspires Christians to step into the calling God has placed on our lives at this pivotal point in history. Now is the time to champion the truth against a hostile culture. Get your copy of Letter to the American Church, available now at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And folks, often when people will come to my house, I will show them my collection of natural, all-natural herbal medicines that I get from apothecary herbs. And people are amazed. You really do have a collection. That's right. I need that because I'm as old as Joe. And so we need this stuff to keep going, and it's natural. See, I figured this out. God gave us the herbs, okay? And Fauci's given us Big Pharma. So who do we go with, right? We go with God. And so you need to write this phone number down. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or on the internet, you go to thepowerherbs.com, folks. Right now, the days we're living in, things happen very rapidly, and I could tell you it would be a very smart thing to have a good supply of natural herbal medicines and on hand. And if you get her book, you'll know what, you know, she's got a medicine for about every herbal, about every ailment. So, Wendy, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, we talked off the air, and I'm trying to remember which topic you wanted me to talk about.
Well, you were talking about plastic blood.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know. It's sad but true. Passed to the human body must have certain elements in order to function, to repair tissue, to build and grow. Now, the human metabolism cannot function without some basic elements like oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, calcium, phosphorus. So these elements really comprise about 99% of the human body. The other elements that we need are sulfur, potassium, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. So these elements are all known as the Super 11. And humans also need water and whole food nutrients. But there's one other source the body needs in order to repair damage and to heal and build strong metabolisms and also to grow. And that source is organic protein. So real protein is a fuel source, Pastor, for your cells. So our body is designed to take protein and convert it to an amino acid for cell fuel. And this is the engine that drives your metabolic functions, like balancing your fluids, balancing pH in the body, strong immune systems, and also to store up energy. So therefore, organic protein is kind of critical. It's a critical element for good health. So I said all that to say this. The scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have used artificial intelligence to create artificial heteropolymers to mimic protein that would circulate in your blood. So the question is, why make artificial protein when we already have natural sources of protein? Well, because there's
really good question.
Yeah. Yeah, so because there's really more money in creating a biomaterial or a fake protein and then selling them to you when possibly organic protein sources are not available. You know, we've heard about what's going on with the chicken farms and our beef, our cattle, right? Yeah.
Right.
So how are they making this? Well, according to the research, they take this plastic to make fake polymers. And by the way, the scientists in the study, they labeled the artificial intelligence running the algorithm a female. So they would refer to her as a her or a she, which I thought was kind of creepy. Why would you call a computer program a female?
Well, they call ships females. They call
They do that. They do that. Yep, yep. And airplanes, all kinds of things. Right.
A lot of the guys call their hot rods after females. Okay.
Okay. Good point. So the computer program is it designs polymer mixtures to resemble proteins inside the human biological fluids, and they call them heteropolymers. So these plastic proteins dissolve, and they're said to be able to support cell function as if it were an organic protein. So the research hopes to use the research in other applications in your biomedical science. And apparently the University of California at Berkeley has a lab full of polymer scientists.
Oh, boy.
They are asking the question if the human body can work just as well with fewer fake proteins. This means reducing the protein building blocks the body needs to run on. And the lead scientist, Professor Ting Zhu, thinks it's possible to just use two proteins. So she's designing artificial proteins that will mimic real ones for scientific functions and specific functions. So apparently using your plastic polymers, pretty easy to synthesize them instead of trying to recreate the natural ones. So their first test was polymers that mimic blood plasma. They made artificial blood, and the artificial biological fluid is able to keep, they say, natural protein intact without refrigeration, and made the protein more resistant to high temperatures, saying it was superior to your real human blood. What do you think of that, Pastor?
I don't think much of it.
Did you say?
Yeah, they think it's superior. Well, see, this is the mindset of science. They are recreating the human body, making it better. That's how they think.
Well, the Bible calls that science falsely so-called. Falsely
right.
So-called.
Amen.
Say, God said he knew what God made it clear he knew what he was doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
hey,
I don't
wait a
think
minute.
It's a good idea.
Pastor, God made it very clear that what life is in the blood.
Absolutely.
A artificial blood, by its very definition, cannot maintain life. Only real blood, you know, right there, the Bible just screaming to me, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, right.
Life is in the blood. It's not in artificial blood.
Well, we're going to read you some quotes from the report, from the research, and I think the intent is going to be revealed to you. Science is actually on this course to reinvent creation, and they're genetically altering mankind. So here's a quote from the University of California study. They said, the protein substitutes, or the heteropolymers, could be a game changer for the biomedical applications, since a lot of the effort today is put into tweaking natural proteins to do things that they were not originally designed to do, or trying to create or recreate a 3D structure of a natural protein. They say drug delivery of small molecules that mimic natural human proteins is one hot research field, end of quote. So science, the scientists here are also using your synthetic polymers to replace the interior functions or the guts of our cells called the cristosol. So the team is saying the cells don't really discern between real blood or artificial blood. How would they know that? That's what they think.
Good question. I've got a couple books that are a little bit beyond me, but it was written by a biologist about the cell structure and the complex, mm-hmm. how the different proteins and different things got the cell to do all these functions. It
right.
is one of the greatest marvels how complicated it is. And I cannot believe that a body that runs that precise on these minute little changes in chemicals and minerals and proteins would not be able to tell a real cell from a, you know,
right.
What do you call it, a fake? I just don't buy that at all.
Right. Well, here is what the Professor Sue says. Basically, all the data is showing that we can use this design framework, this philosophy, to regenerate polymers to the point that the biological systems would not be able to recognize it if it is a polymer or if it's a protein. We basically fool the biology. And the whole idea is that we design and inject you with plastics as a part of a new ecosystem, and they behave like protein. Wow. So the intent is to use artificial intelligence to create artificial frameworks to enhance the work of hybrid biological systems in man And ironically, this research was published in the March 2023 Journal of Nature. Here's another quote from Professor Sue. She says, "We are using plastic polymers to interact with natural proteins to improve the system, making the polymers to naturally degrade and make the system recyclable and sustainable." Wow. They want to recycle you, Pastor Joe.
Yeah, Wendy, way back I remember something. I saw the chemical formula for an artificial strawberry flavor. And this huge, long, complicated thing. And it was like the question was, can your body tell the difference between a real strawberry and this artificial? I know my mouth can tell the difference eating an artificial strawberry flavor or a real strawberry. And at the time, they finally admitted, well, your body can tell the difference, and the strawberry does gives you all these different benefits, and the artificial flavor just basically goes out in the byproducts, you know, goes out in the trash.
Right.
So if the artificial flavor goes through and does nothing, then an artificial blood, artificial other proteins, I don't know, it's scary.
Well, we're going to get to the protein nitty-gritty. Yeah, we're going to get to the protein nitty-gritty right now. So you have to ask, is it the same? And that's a good question. So the question is, your fake blood, is your fake cells and protein the same as what we were born with? So science thinks they are, and they think they have improved upon them. So living tissue is very complex, like you pointed out. Yeah, you pointed out it's very complex. But in this research, the team is stripping away the complexity. They're removing that from the equation and allowing for what they call flexibility. Here's another quote. We paid less attention. Yeah. We paid less attention to the actual amino acid sequences of proteins than to the functional subunits of the protein or the protein interactions, such as a lock and a key. So we feel it doesn't make much difference if the key is aluminum or steel, and the actual composition of the subunits is less important than what they do. So nature doesn't do a whole lot of bottom-up molecule precision-driven design like we are doing in the lab. So I don't know what she was sniffing at lunch, but that just told me that they're way off the mark. So I can see why, though, chemist Professor Zhu, doesn't really want to think about the natural proteins, because your body can have more than 60,000 different proteins. And remember, Pastor, I've been on the show before, and I said proteins are switches in the body function. They
right.
can switch things on or off. So the proteins
all those
carry
out complicated functions. Yeah, there were, what was it, just hundreds of thousands of them, right, in one cell?
Yeah, so the proteins carry out different functions like metabolic conversions. They hold your cells together. They help your muscles work. So we're talking really about functioning physically is the key, the linchpin here. So examples would be antibodies for the immune system to work, contractile proteins for muscles to contract, like your heart to beat, you know, enzyme functions, hormonal functions, structural proteins for cell structures, storage proteins, transporter proteins. The list is pretty long. Another quote
right, they
from,
bring in food and oxygen, take out waste. You've got the waste disposal system, dozens of others.
Right. So another quote from a professor and chemist. She's a professor of chemistry and material science at Berkeley. She says, "We are not letting the biology tell us how the material should be designed. We're looking at individual pathways, individual factors, and not really looking at it holistically," end of quote. Now, the FDA has not approved of the use of fake polymer proteins as yet. They say more research has to be done, but I think this is a massive mistake. So the redesign of metabolic systems can create a lot of havoc in the human system, and science thinks it can make the body into a suitable creation of what they want it to be. But they should tread carefully on this. This is God's copyright they're messing with. And God reserved dominion of man for himself. So making changes that science is doing here, I think is going to backfire. And we just need to be aware this is the path science is on, you know.
I wouldn't call that science. I wouldn't call it science at all. It's fake science, okay?
Right. Yeah, well, but science is what people understand it. It is, you know, but it is witchcraft, truly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is.
Like you said, leaving out all these functions of all these proteins, it's like, we'll just make it simple and just unlock this one thing. And somehow it just they seem to be forgetting all these hundreds of other functions that proteins do. And it just sounds like I can't imagine what they're thinking.
Well, the thing is, you know, I've talked to chemists and virologists and doctors and scientists over the last 20 years on a subject I've been very familiar with, your immune system. And the immune system, they admit, even in journal articles, that it's very complex, that they don't even know the half of it, okay?
Yeah.
They don't know enough about the immune system to really be an expert on it, yet they'll tinker with it and inject you with pathogens. And aluminum.
Kind of like the COVID kill shot?
Yeah, well, aluminum and mercury and all these adjuvants and things, which are really made from aluminum. So they'll do that, you know. So they know just enough to be dangerous, really.
That sounds like you hit the nail on the head. They know enough to be very, very, very dangerous.
Right. Well, I often kind of jest that MD means not medical doctor, but manage disease, and then 007 isn't the only one with a license to kill, say. So if the cells need quality protein pastures, we can get it from either animal or plant sources. So your plant protein offers as much protein as animal, but without fat. So an example is your spirulina and chlorella. They offer as much protein as a steak. So if you can't find animal proteins, you can fall back on the plant proteins, okay? You know, so if your animal chicken and beef is in short supply, look to the plant proteins. They'll see you through.
Peanuts,
right? Nuts, seeds, absolutely. But if you can't get them and all you have is some plants, you know, don't negate plants because they do have that protein level. And we do have a product at Apothecary Herbs that has the spirulina and chlorella in it. It's our body food mix that you've heard on the show before. And
is there a common name for that, like a plant that I've never heard of those words?
Spirulina and chlorella?
Yeah.
Well, they're also referred to as the single cell algaes. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. So they're basic cells. And they are also, you know, basic cells that you find in your plants as well. So, but basically, we don't have to be too worried. That's my position. I'm not too worried, you know, if they're going to take all the beef and chicken away. I like the plant protein just fine. It works well. So if anybody's interested in learning more about that, they can give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. And our number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. We have a catalog we send out. It's free. Our new catalog is due in on the 30th. The printers just sent me a message today that they've shipped them, so we're going to get them ground shipped in about a week. But we do have an in-stock catalog we can send right away. Or thepowerherbs.com if you want to check us out there online. And, Pastor, we're having our spring sale, but it ends Saturday. It's on the 25th, so it's 25% off, and details are online where they can just give us a call and ask.
All righty. I got to check my supplies and see what I'm short of, what I need. But I haven't been able to because, you know, I take that your body mix there.
Yeah, that body food.
Yeah, I take, but I haven't been able to because – you know, I had that surgery, and they told me I could take nothing but just eat natural foods. I couldn't eat them, and I said, well, what about this? And they said, no, we don't, because we don't know what's all in there. And they said that And a lot of these vitamins, even like natural, Nature's Best or whatever, a lot of the vitamins you get, they put things in there that end up being blood thinners. And
yeah,
so,
they'll tell you, you know, they like you to come off of a lot of your supplements 2 weeks before you have surgery, just in case, you know, you are on something that's been in the blood and you'll bleed too profusely during surgery. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah. Now I can go back and take it again.
Right.
So.
Well, there's nothing in the body food mix that works like a blood thinner, so you're safe there.
All righty,
you know,
very good.
When you went through all this, Wendy, I couldn't help but thinking, I'm looking at a new report. There's a group of physicians have come out, and they're demanding that the government stop marketing the COVID vax, be removed totally. It's a American Physicians and Surgeons out of Arizona. Anyway, they cited CDC information that's current right now. 34,000 reported deaths related to COVID-19 vax, 18,000 plus heart attacks, 26,000 incidents of myocarditis, pericarditis, 64,000 cases of permanent disability, 5,000 miscarriages, and many, many other adverse events following vaccination. And yet the CDC panel, what, voted 15-0? To add the COVID vax to the regimen of routine childhood shots. We've got the mRNA technology, the spike proteins. You were talking about they want to make fake proteins. Mm-hmm. Are those spike proteins anything like these fake proteins that you're talking about, these plastic proteins?
Not quite. You know, your mRNAs are a little bit different. Actually, there's been some doctors that don't agree with the mRNA technology for vaccination manufacturing. They're just saying
right,
it's not.
Right, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that don't like it. So it's just foreign, and the body's going to react to it in a foreign way.
So we have an example of something foreign already having a horrible effect, right?
Well, Pastor Joe, can you imagine an herb doing what the COVID serum is doing? It would have been ripped off the market immediately. You
sure.
Know?
Yeah.
So,
even one or two incidences would have been enough to get you in trouble.
Right. So, I mean, there's pressure underfoot where they're trying to ban a bunch of your cleansing herbs and some of your metabolic strengthening herbs. And right now, I mean, it's underfoot here in this country. And I worry that
get rid of the natural, make the synthetic from plastic. Oh, whoa, what could possibly go wrong here, huh?
Right.
Yeah, well, the whole point of it is this is why you have lobbyists, and you've got these lobbyists that are going to be lobbying your congressmen, your senators, and to look the other way. Why Big Pharma? Today, Bernie Sanders was actually saying, and he was going after Moderna for saying it cost them $3 to make one of their vax shots, $3, and they were charging $130. And he was going after them for ripping people up. Well, they want to raise the price. They want to raise it up to...
Yeah, they want to go higher.
Higher than that, okay? So it's all about follow the money. It's all about follow the money, Big Pharma. And these people have committed genocide. Mr. Fauci has committed genocide. He has he's lied to Congress. That man is responsible for the deaths of many, 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 many people. I just now here got an article about a young woman who is a young Air Force technician, and she just got the shots, and now her liver is failing her. Now, what you read, Joe, the stats you read, they only give you, when the CCD talks about that, VAERS gives you 1 to 10%. When they give you numbers, the
right.
numbers are only 1 to 10% of the actual numbers. And so you can figure many times. In fact, the estimate is this. The estimate is that is 8 times as many people will die from the vax that have died from the COVID. 8 times as many. The reason was because the numbers they've given you on the COVID, the actual numbers, are way, way inflated. And they gave you examples of that. For an example, if you get into a car wreck and you go in a hospital and you were injured in a car wreck, and at the same time you died, even if you lost your head, they would put you down as dying from COVID. If you
had the COVID in the blood,
right? If you got shot 10 times and you died from the shots, they would still list it as COVID because of money. All of these people that listed the deaths from COVID, the actual amount of people that actually died from the shot, it's about 8 times more than actually died from COVID.
You know, I'm wondering how that COVID serum would interact with the heteropolymer fake blood.
<You know? laughs> Wow.
Well, we've seen some of what the serum has done, some of the monsters they've pulled out of people. I mean, blood clots and these long plastic-type things that they're using. You've seen some horrendous, horrendous things that have happened because of these shots. And I keep hearing from people all the time.
Undertakers.
Yeah. And how many of, and then you take a look at the people who were given a pass, that they didn't have to take these shots, were not required. Guess who? Those that worked for Pfizer, they weren't required. You know, here they want to force all your federal employees to take it.
Those that weren't required for their employees.
Or the White House. There wasn't any of the White House staff required to take them. But they wanted to kill. They wanted to kill off our military, didn't they?
Yeah, the military, but the NIH, CDC, and the White House, were exempt.
Yep, they were exempt from taking the kill shots. And they, again, like I said, the fellow that we played him here, the one who was the vice president of Pfizer, and also he was their top scientist, he talked about the six batches that he made.
Different.
Yeah, different strengths, and how what they did is they took the most lethal, batches, and they put them in all red areas, okay, red states. But the ones that what they would do is they would take those batches that were just salt water. They would use those in blue areas, and they would put them out, and then go ahead, and they were placebos. Then they would take a poll and find out how nobody got sick from these. And then that's what they would give you as information out there.
Well, that was because people were involved in the largest clinical trial ever, and the saline and those other things that didn't affect people, that was their control group.
Yeah.
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 But they were picky about where they used their control group. Yeah, that's the key, right?
Absolutely. And they sent the most lethal batches to red states, and that's where...
And people wonder why I don't trust my government, and haven't for a long, long, long time.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right. The FBI has lost all... See, and this is why we were just saying, people, you are not required to give any legitimacy. You are not... In fact, not only are you not required to give recognition as being legitimate, the FBI as being legitimate, the Department of Justice as being legitimate, the Department of Defense as being legitimate. They have all gone a-whoring, and as the Bible says, they've become bastards. They're not real now. They've all gone a-whoring. So not only do you not have to recognize or give them any recognition and legitimacy, but it would be wrong to do so. It would be wrong to do so. And so, and that's what's when people, and I think that's more and more people, it's becoming that point. We've seen the corruption, and we're quickly going to become a third world country. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, Trump targeting DA caught hiding hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of evidence, Alvin Bragg. One of the deep state, one of the most corrupt. What do they call those people that sell themselves, Joe?
A prostitute bought and paid for by George Soros.
Soros.
Wicked George. George.
Be right back with more.
You've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And you can bet your life on that. There ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. And folks, tomorrow morning at about 9 o'clock at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we gather for prayer, because we really believe in prayer. We really do, because God's Word, the Bible, says that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so we gather there, and we pray, and we have a stack of all those cards that you folks sent me. I read every single one of them. I thank you so much. But we pray for people out there. All of you, many of you that don't even ask for prayer, many of you ask for prayer for somebody else. We pray for you, too. And so, anyhow, that's at Doers of the Word Baptist Church tomorrow at 9 a.m. at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And so we're going to be there at 9 o'clock for prayer. So if you want to come out and join us, it's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And if you have a prayer request, you folks that are listening to us out there tonight, if you get them called in before 8 o'clock, if you get them called in before 8 a.m. Eastern Time, we'll put them on that prayer list and pray for them tomorrow morning. So that number you would call would be 440-338-1367, 440-338-1367. All right, Trump targeting DA caught hiding hundreds of pages of evidence. Alvin Bragg, tell us about him, Joe.
Well, this is a fascinating story. Everybody knew today was supposed to be something happened there in Manhattan, but the grand jury didn't meet, and there's all kinds of speculation. Well, we know what happened.
We sure do.
The lawyer Robert Costello, who was formerly advised Michael Cohen, who spoke to the grand jury. And this is reported by Fox News analyst Greg Jarrett, who is a well-known, respected a legal analyst himself. He said, Robert Costello said, I spoke to the jury for 2 hours. It was clear to me the Manhattan grand jury did not want to get to the truth. And he told them, he said, wait a minute. You don't have hundreds of pages. I handed over to Alvin Bragg here. You only have six cherry-picked documents? And he came right out and said, you know, hiding from grand juries exculpatory information is reprehensible, unconscionable, and he didn't add, but it's illegal. And the conduct of Alvin Bragg and his henchman, a man named Mark Pomerantz, who wrote in his own book, we're targeting zombies because we don't like his beliefs. Those guys should face disbarment proceedings. So we have them speaking crazy things, you know. We're targeting these zombies because we don't like their beliefs. And this guy is working with Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan grand jury prosecutor. So we see some of the most corrupt government totally possible. And like I told you the other night, we had Alan Dershowitz and a couple other people come out and say, hey, there's no crime here. There is no crime. And they are trying to make a crime out of, whole cloth. And their only witness is a confirmed liar, and he's changed his testimony so many times, nobody knows what's going on. So all of the people are just saying this is a game changer, and that Manhattan DEA could be up for disbarment or charges. He's been unethical, and it's now proven by attorney Bob Costello. So we're gonna have a win here somewhere, folks.
Well, first of all of this, a lot of this, what's happening is to keep your attention to, off of what they're really doing. Why are they so afraid of Trump? Again, I told you how I was watching. I don't watch much television, but I just happened to be sitting with my wife and watching the program of the FBI. And here this program was where you had these terrorists. And guess who these terrorists were? They were white Christian pop nationalists. White Christian nationalists.
Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's sure. Right. Okay. In other words, they were conservative Christian nationalists. They were the terrorists. And this is a propaganda piece on television put out there by Hollywood. And you know, the FBI was behind it, the Department of Justice.
Sure.
Okay. We, you know what? If you, let's play a clip very quickly here. Kyle, play that clip on the reason the white populist, how they want to depopulate America with by eliminating the white people. Go ahead, Kyle.
An evil World Economic Forum insider has admitted that the globalist elite pulled the trigger on the Trump arrest when he vowed last week to dismantle the elite pedophile power structure that has captured governments across the world and goes all the way to the top, the WEF, and even higher.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law.
According to the WEF, Trump's upcoming arrest this week will act as a major step towards colonizing the United States, designating conservatives and Christians as domestic terrorists, creating 15-minute cities, also known as open-air prisons, legalizing pedophilia, and introducing a one-child policy for white families as a means of depopulating white America and creating a more equitable society. Before we dive in, make sure to subscribe to the channel and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. The link is in the description box below.
There you go. That's what it's really all about. You know, and again, believe me, the Democratic Party, or what the Antichrist Communist Party, which used to be called Democratic Party, they are ripe with pedophilia. I mean, from the top down, they are ripe with pedophilia, folks. This is literally Satanism. The Church of Satan has become they call it the official, unofficial church of religion, the religion of the Democratic Party now in America. So we're right out, real time, out in the open with Satanism. That's what we're fighting, right? Hardcore Satanism. So.
Well, I've got some good news for everybody. There is a federal judge has rejected the Biden administration's attempt to get out of a lawsuit, and the lawsuit is over its collusion with the tech companies to censor Americans. A report from Just the News, the Biden's government, claims of misinformation is facing a real threat from this lawsuit. U.S. District Judge Terry Daugherty concluded that the plaintiffs have standing to sue, that they have sufficiently alleged that the federal coercion is responsible for the censorship program to eliminate ideas on Facebook, Twitter, others designed, and it is likely to keep happening without the court's intervention. The allegations are more than complaints of past wrongs. And the judge there in Louisiana, the plaintiffs, besides several states, include the doctors that wrote the Great Barrington Declaration and several other people. And the judges come out and say, nope, it's going. They have all the facts. They have the standing to sue. So there is going to be a big legal case against Biden's administration for its colluding with big tech to censor our free speech. And it's happening in a Texas court. They were bright enough not to file in the District of Columbia with all the liberals, but filed in good old Texas. And I, for one, am going to be happy to watch this one go, Pastor.
I am, too. Very, very, very well. Okay. We have a lot of things out there to cover. And I wanted to know, all the different candidates they're showing that are lining up to run in the Republican primary. One of them is a guy named John Anthony Castro. And he's running, he's a Democrat running as a Republican in the Republican camp. And this is what they're all doing now. What his main thing that he's running on, he's calling for New Yorkers to beat Trump supporters with baseball bats if they come to protest the witch hunt.
That's going on, yeah.
Yeah.
That looks like the prosecutor looks like the one that's going to end up on trial for withholding information. That is a federal crime.
Yeah, they need to really go after him big time. Big time. What he's doing. See, the problem of it is,
so much they have not realized now that the Republicans have finally learned to use the courts and are fighting back. And actually, folks, we've been winning lately in courts.
Yeah, well, we've got to, that's what they have to do. They've got to avoid the Justice Department because it's owned. It's simply a branch of the Democratic Communist Party. And
right,
so
we've
got to get it taken directly to the courts. And then we've got to get Merrick Garland brought up on charges because he has committed high treason, him and Christopher Wray both. And yeah. they need to be drugged before the real courts, okay? And so, now, and I think you probably got, I think Congress could probably appoint some of those. There's got to be, there's FBI agents that are legitimate, some that have not sold their very souls, still in the FBI. And, well, you've got what now? Over 30 is the last count of whistleblowers that have come forward out of the FBI.
There's quite a few of them that just said they couldn't stomach what was going on. They couldn't go along with it.
Absolutely. So,
in fact, just real quick, there's another lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Justice and National Archives and Record Administration accusing the bureaucrats of hiding from public inspection hundreds of pages of papers documenting the FBI bungled Russia collusion probe.
All those documents were classified by President Donald Trump. So this collusion investigation was based on lies created by their operatives for the then Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and anti-Trump people inside the FBI, DOJ. And there's a lot there, but the person filing is the editor-in-chief of Just the News, John Solomon, has filed this action with the assistance of America's First Legal public interest law firm and going after them because we have the right for these documents. They were declassified, and these people are hiding the truth from us about the Russian collusion and the corruption in the FBI. And John Solomon, pray for him because he is taking on the FBI and the lying weasels that are hiding the truth from you. So keep him, John Solomon, the editor-in-chief of Just the News, keep him in prayer. He needs to be covered in prayer.
Absolutely. And, folks, from here on out until the Lord takes us out of here, it's going to be constant warfare. We were going to be... But God has raised us up for such a time as this. He's raised us up. We're here, and it is up to us to run to this battle, to run to this battle. This is the opportunity that you have to place up crowns in heaven right now. So you should not look at this, all of this evil and all of this wickedness as woe is me. You should look at it as an opportunity to the Lord says, who will fight on the Lord's side? We say, here we are, Lord. Choose us, send us. This is our time to shine. It's our time to shine. This is it. So, and we have to do this. We have to run and let all of history recall that when the time came that we stood, we answered the call. And that's what I got to say about that. Wendy, give yourself another shot before we go tonight.
Well, sure. We're having a spring sale. It's spring, finally. So it's 25% off orders of $60 or more. It runs through this Saturday, the 25th. Use coupon code 23SPRING. You can use it over the phone, on your order form, or on our website. You can call in orders 24/7 at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Definitely get a free catalog.
Very good. You can't beat it. And, folks, now is a good time to get a good supply of natural, real natural herbs. I got a feeling you're going to need them. And in that catalog,
one good reason is because they said there is going to be a huge shortage of drugs, and a lot of the different cancer drugs and things, and the FDA put out a warning. We're having a severe crisis in drug shortage across the United States.
Well, God's herbs work better than drugs. Remember,
right?
God gave us the natural herbs. He gave us the apothecary. Remember, the wizards and the witches gave us pharmakia. That's called witchcraft. So, folks, you want to, you know, Joe and Wendy, when I was being registered, you know, they give you, you have to fill out a little questionnaire before you have surgery, and they asked me what medications I'm on, and I told the nurse, her name is Kathy, a real nice lady, I said none, I'm not on any. She says, at your age, you're not on any medications. Now, this is not the first time this has happened, but before I could answer, my wife was sitting there, and my wife was glad to quick to answer for me. Can you believe that? He's not on any medications. She said, I'll verify that. He doesn't take any. And the nurse was a nice lady. She told me, I wish I wasn't on any, because it seems like nowadays all of the old folks are on some kind of medication. Natural herbs, if you have the natural herbs, you don't need those things. Right, Wendy? I mean,
right.
So, I mean, for everything that they have out there, God has given us a natural herb. But you got to know how to use it, don't you?
Right. You got to know how to use your tools. Uh-huh.
And that's what the catalog's all about, isn't it?
Yep. We educate customers as they go. So it's, when you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth as a kid, you can learn to do this.
All right, very good. Okay, Joe, you've got 3 minutes to give an invitation. Okay.
Okay. One of the hymns that I like is called Why Do You Wait? And so many times I've heard people, well, you know, I'll get around to getting saved later. I'm having too much fun. And that a couple lines go, why do you wait, dear brother? Or why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified throng. Why do you hope, dear brother, to gain by a further delay? There's no one to save you but Jesus. There's no other way but his way. Yes, why are you waiting? You know, folks, why do you wait, dear brother? The harvest is passing away. Your Savior is longing to bless you. There's danger and death in delay. Jesus, when he started his ministry, said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 4:17. He began his entire ministry with the words, repent. And we see in Mark 1, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came from Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. And then it says in Acts, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, Luke 13:3, ye shall likewise perish. Unless ye repent of your sins, you will perish. So what do you do? You call upon God the Father, and you confess that it was your sins that put his son Jesus on that cross. And you ask to be forgiven from that with a repentant heart. This is the key. You can't just mumble words. You have to realize there's sorrow there. He had to die for you, died for me, for Pastor Ernie, for Wendy. He paid our sin debt. And when you repent and go to the Father, you will be forgiven. And then you can call on Jesus, the Savior, and ask him to be Lord, your Lord, Lord of all your life, without hesitation, without reservation. And he will send you, we talked earlier, that Holy Spirit, your down payment on everlasting life. You'll be sealed with that promise by the Holy Spirit of God. You become a born-again believer. You become a saint. You become a child of the kingdom, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. A new creation. And from that time, you will be filled. You will grow in knowledge and love of God and understanding. You will find a peace come over you. Your life will be more peaceful. The change will be wonderful. You'll be happier, more blessed. And it'll be a decision you will never, ever, ever regret. Right, Pastor?
That's right. It's a win-win-win situation, folks.
That's right.
You'll never do anything that'll mean as much to you. We're out of time for tonight. And I want to thank you guys for being here and all you listeners out there for listening to us tonight. So as we do every night at this time, we say good night. Say good night.
Good night, everyone.
God bless. And always, 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 let's do it. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.